it was not a forced course. Uh-huh. It was an elective mm-hmm. course.
Mm-hmm. See, I think that would be very interesting, a kind of non-denominational thing.
It was a half to read and study and learn. And we studied both Old and New Testaments. And it was in the public school.
That's amazing. Well, but it was elective. You didn't...
We didn't have to take it. We could take it. It counted as a full credit on graduation.
Oh, it did?
Uh-huh. But it was taught as history and non-denominational. But the professor was a Presbyterian and had studied the Presbyterian catechisms. And the ones that had studied the catechisms did much better.
Oh, I bet.
Because we could answer the questions that, not that he meant it to be that way, but it was his normal way of getting the questions. Mm-hmm. And he didn't try, he was undenominational, but we recognized, say he would ask us what man's duty to God is. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I immediately knew the...
Right off the top of your head,
I remember very distinctly getting up and saying, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
Uh-huh.
Well, class had never heard of man's chief end. They immediately thought it was something else.
Oh, no, I didn't think about that.
I was the innocent little girl standing in front of the class and saying, man's chief end. Well, that is what was the...
So you probably always were better than the others then on that, with knowing the catechism. You were probably always better than the others who had not.
We thought we were. We thought that we had better church training.
Yeah.
Or religious training in our church than they had in the... because we studied the Bible, we didn't study the good times. We didn't go to church for fun. We went to worship and to learn about God. And I still to this day don't like to go to church to eat. For supper to go to church.
Really? That's very interesting.
It's, I think that their fun should be in your homes.
Uh-huh.
And I think your home should be as, you should be able to pray in your homes, or your weddings in your homes can be as religious as they are in the church. I think that if your home doesn't magnify your love for man and God, you don't have a home.
That's
great. Well, it has to be inward.
That's really neat. Well, since we're nearly
we don't have to hit the time.
I was interested in any observations, just anything else that you haven't told me that you can think of that strikes you as, at least as your wife and Des are, as being very different in the area of language or in the area of customs or anything then versus now?
I think Mama had more refinement than I have.
Uh-huh.
I think she had more self-control and more endurance. But she didn't have to do the things that I do. She had her lifestyle and I have mine. Mother liked to ride in a car, but she couldn't drive.
Oh, she
didn't. She didn't drive. Somebody else drove Mother.
Oh, well, have you driven for a lot of years? I mean,
well, just since I've married, I have.
You've just driven since.
I have driven.
I see.
And I go where I want to in the car, where Mama depended on somebody else. But she was efficient. She couldn't do. She couldn't drive and buy the groceries and do all the family sewing for six girls.
Mm-hmm.
It was impossible for Mother to do everything there was to do.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of us had our own thing that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And each one had our own task to do.
Mm-hmm.